Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Person Who is Very Good at Giving Advice. In the IELTS speaking test, being able to describe people effectively is a crucial skill. One common topic that may arise is describing someone who excels at giving advice. This article will guide you through how to tackle this topic with confidence and achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic's relevance in IELTS speaking. Describing a person who is very good at giving advice is a topic that frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to express personal experiences, use descriptive language, and discuss interpersonal relationships. Being well prepared for this topic can significantly boost your performance in the test. Part 1: Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner might ask you general questions about advice and people who give it. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you often ask for advice? Sample answer: Yes, I frequently seek advice, especially when I'm faced with important decisions. I believe that getting input from others can provide valuable perspectives and help me make more informed choices. Whether it's about my career, relationships, or personal development, I find that consulting with trusted individuals often leads to better outcomes. Question: Who do you usually turn to for advice? Sample answer: I typically turn to a diverse range of people for advice, depending on the situation. For professional matters, I often consult my mentors or experienced colleagues who have expertise in the field. When it comes to personal issues, I rely on my close friends and family members, as they know me best and can offer insightful guidance based on my personality and values. I also occasionally seek advice from professionals like counselors or coaches for more specialized guidance. Part 2: Long-Term Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a person who is very good at giving advice. Cue card: Describe a person you know who is very good at giving advice. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what kind of advice they give, and explain why you think this person is good at giving advice. Sample answer: I'd like to talk about my Aunt Sarah, who is exceptionally skilled at offering guidance. She's my mother's younger sister, and I've known her since childhood. We've always had a close relationship, and over the years, she's become my go-to person for advice on various aspects of life. Aunt Sarah has this remarkable ability to give advice on a wide range of topics. She's particularly adept at providing career guidance, as she's had a successful career in human resources. She's helped me navigate job interviews, salary negotiations, and workplace conflicts. But her wisdom extends beyond professional matters. She's also given me invaluable advice on relationships, personal growth, and even financial planning. What makes Aunt Sarah stand out as an advice giver is her unique combination of empathy and practicality. She has this uncanny ability to put herself in other people's shoes, which allows her to understand situations from multiple perspectives. At the same time, she's incredibly pragmatic and always offers actionable suggestions. Moreover, Aunt Sarah is an active listener. When I approach her with a problem, she gives me her undivided attention and asks thoughtful questions to fully grasp the situation. This helps her provide advice that is tailored to my specific circumstances. Another quality that makes her advice so valuable is her non-judgmental approach. No matter what issue I bring to her, she never makes me feel criticized or belittled. Instead, she creates a safe space where I feel comfortable sharing my thoughts and concerns. In conclusion, Aunt Sarah's combination of empathy, practicality, active listening skills, and non-judgmental attitude makes her an exceptional advice giver. Her guidance has been instrumental in shaping many of my life decisions, and I'm incredibly grateful to have such a wise and supportive figure in my life. Follow-up questions. How has this person's advice influenced your life? Can you give an example of a time when their advice was particularly helpful? Part 3: Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: What qualities do you think make someone a good advice giver? Sample answer: I believe several qualities contribute to making someone an effective advice giver. Firstly, Empathy is crucial. The ability to understand and share the feelings of others allows advice givers to truly comprehend the situation and offer relevant guidance. Secondly, wisdom gained from life experience is invaluable. People who have faced various challenges and learned from them can often provide insightful and practical advice. Another important quality is being a good listener. Effective advice givers don't just jump to conclusions or offer generic solutions. They take the time to fully understand the problem by asking thoughtful questions and paying attention to details. This ensures that their advice is tailored to the specific situation. Additionally, objectivity is key. A good advice giver should be able to step back from their personal biases and look at situations from multiple angles. This helps in providing balanced and fair guidance. Lastly, I think patience and a non-judgmental attitude are essential. People seeking advice are often in vulnerable positions, so creating a safe and supportive environment is crucial for effective communication and problem solving. Question: do you think the ability to give good advice is innate or can it be learned? Sample answer: I believe the ability to give good advice is a combination of innate qualities and learned skills. Some people may naturally possess traits that make them good advice givers, such as empathy, emotional intelligence, and strong communication skills. These innate qualities can certainly give individuals a head start in becoming effective advisors. However, I firmly believe that many aspects of giving good advice can be learned and improved over time. For instance, active listening is a skill that can be developed through practice and conscious effort. Similarly, critical thinking and problem-solving abilities, which are crucial for offering sound advice, can be honed through experience and education. Furthermore, expanding one's knowledge base in various areas of life can significantly enhance the quality of advice one can offer. This can be achieved through continuous learning, reading widely, and engaging with diverse people and experiences. Another learnable aspect is emotional regulation. Good advice. Givers often need to remain calm and objective, even when dealing with emotionally charged situations. This is a skill that can be improved through techniques like mindfulness and self-reflection. In conclusion, while some people might have a natural inclination towards giving good advice, I believe that anyone can become a better advice giver through deliberate practice, learning, and personal growth. It's a skill that can be refined over time with effort and experience. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, when describing a person who is very good at giving advice, consider using these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Insightful, adjective, insightful. Having or showing a clear understanding of a complex situation. Example: her insightful comments always help me see things from a new perspective. Empathetic, mthek, able to understand and share the feelings of another. Example: his empathetic nature makes him an excellent counselor. Astute, adjective, astute, having or showing an ability to accurately assess situations or people. Example: her astute observations often lead to practical solutions. To impart wisdom, thought wisdom, to pass on knowledge gained from experience. Example: she has a gift for imparting wisdom in a way that's easy to understand. Judicious, adjective, showing good judgment or sense. Example: his judicious advice has helped me avoid many pitfalls in my career. Sage, noun, adjective, sage, a profoundly wise person, wise and experienced. Example: many people in our community regard her as a sage, always ready with sound advice. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in describing a person who is very good at giving advice. Use specific examples. Instead of making general statements, provide concrete instances that illustrate the person's advice-giving skills. Employ a range of descriptive language. Utilize varied adjectives and adverbs to paint a vivid picture of the person and their advice-giving abilities. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show that you can analyze why the person is good at giving advice, not just describe what they do. Practice fluency. Aim to speak smoothly and confidently, with minimal hesitation and natural-sounding intonation. Expand your vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to advice giving and personal qualities. Structure your response. Organize your thoughts logically. using discourse markers to guide the listener through your description. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you can significantly improve your ability to describe a person who is very good at giving advice in the IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to combine detailed description with insightful analysis, all delivered with fluency and accuracy. To further enhance your IELTS speaking skills, you might find it helpful to explore related topics, such as how to describe a person who has taught you something important, or tips for describing a good role model. These resources can provide additional perspectives and vocabulary to enrich your responses in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.